do? What do I do?
Right, okay. So, basically, start a new game.
Okay.
So, left, I've swapped it over
here. Oh, you swapped it over, oh, okay.
Is it the right way or the wrong way?
No, it's the right way now. Yeah. It's the wrong way for...
So just a normal game is grand.
Okay.
So, easiest level. least number of civilizations. Villages only.
Can we not have some roving hordes?
If you want roving bands or
raging
hordes.
Raging hordes, yeah. You standard rules, yeah.
May I hope. So you can choose which one you want to be.
No Celts, no?
Yep.
Where are they? Where?
Third one. It's the one that's selected at the moment.
Ah, okay.
That's what everyone is. So you can be Coon.
Yeah, that'll do rightly. Bronze Age, select your city style. Well, it'll have to be this. Because they're Celts.
Right. Basically, in the game, you have loads of cities. Uh-huh. Where you build cities. And you have knowledge. And the moment you start off with knowledge of irrigation, mining, and roads. So that's what you can do at the moment.
Right.
Over time, you discover new knowledge. Some knowledge is based upon earlier knowledge you discover.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big knowledge tree, I think.
Okay, so can I just click to go on?
That's just the usual opening waffle.
What's wrong?
It's taking
time. Oh, okay.
So.
Okay, I have to find somewhere. Oh, it's a bit like the other one.
Yeah, so basically it's turn-based, though,
mm-hmm.
whereby you do what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
make all your moves, and then you click on a button, and the next person goes and does their stuff.
Right.
Everything.
So who am I playing against here, then?
Three of the civilizations that
are
out there.
These are the computers playing these?
Yeah.
Right.
Don't know where they are.
Okay.
Or who they are, whatever.
Okay.
So...
Where do I begin?
It's a 2D map. And you've got sort of a 3D perspective on a 2D map, so it's all squares. Imagine it's in squares.
Uh-huh.
So you can maybe, if you were to move one across, you basically
what do
move
I pick
around,
him up and drag him around or something?
No, you just use the cursor keys. Use the ones around the keypad. You can move in all 8 directions.
Nothing's happening. Oh, hold on. There we go.
So.
Side for a city.
Yeah.
Click build new city. Where's that?
You press the B key. So you press OK first. And you click on B. You enter your name. Double in.
No, it wasn't.
So. Right, so the thing it's talking about making things is down the bottom corner here.
This one?
No, the buy and change buttons.
Right.
So you've got to see you've got one row there you have to fill in, and the production.
This one?
Yeah, and that goes through every turn, and every turn you create two shields. That's the two shields in your production.
So do you have to buy these things?
No, they're made over time. You can speed up the buying of them by. Using the by using your money in the treasury.
Oh, so I can make their production increase by buying more instead of just waiting them for create.
Yeah.
Okay.
So by default, that you're going to get two shields per turn.
Excuse me.
And then you have like food at the top. Here you've got two extra bits of food being generated.
This here.
Yeah.
Okay.
That goes into the food storage, and when that fills up, you get an extra. The population level goes up to a certain level, and you get an extra man at the top.
Right. So where do I begin here, or do I...
Don't do anything at the moment.
So what do I do to get rid of it?
Well, you have one decision to make. If you click on change, you can either build a warrior, a settler, or a barracks next.
Okay.
So whichever you think you want to make.
Let's build a settler.
Settlers are people that can build new cities.
So which should I... I go for the warriors or the barracks?
I tend to go for the settlers first because you can make more cities quickly.
Yeah.
And then you can grow the cities up and then you've got much more power.
So what has this changed for me now here?
Well, now it's just changed the person that's being made. And you see now you've got 4 rows instead of 1 row. Because the settler takes a lot more production.
So, okay, he's an expensive resource.
Yeah, more expensive. They get much more expensive than that later on.
Okay, so what do I do
now? Hit the exit button. So now you just hit the end of turn. Which is, see, where's end of turn is flashing in the bottom corner.
Press enter.
Yeah. So this is basically a throne room that you can build yourself every so often after you get a certain level of enlightenment.
And, people are they give you a bigger crown.
They give you a bigger crown, yeah. They allow you to build a bit, so you select one of the bits there and it will add it into the picture. So you see now you've got a chair to sit on. And the chairs can go up as you continue.